Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about unmanned aerial systems in agriculture, also known as drones. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Lewis Wasson, Mississippi State University Extension Senior Associate with Geosystems Research Institute. Lewis, we're talking about this really interesting new topic. I know a lot of people are purchasing drones for different reasons. A lot of them are for agricultural purposes. Is this worth the money?
Oh, it's kind of a difficult question because the technology is really so new that we here at Extension and at MSU, we're trying to work through the process of determining how you can use it in your operations. So depending on what type of system you need, what type of aircraft do you need, all that ties into the money question. The question we get a lot, though, is it a good return on investment? And there was an article put out last year by the American Farm Bureau Association where they said you could save $12 an acre using unmanned aerial technology in corn. Now, I have not seen that article, so it's hard to verify that. But anyway, some people say they can use it, and some people say, you know, it's really not worth my time.
How can we use this?
And that's where we're working with the researchers here at MSU because there was a lot of hype that was said a few years ago. You know, you could sit in your office and you could manage your farm from your office by looking from above with the aircraft. But that's really not true. There's so much you can do with it, but you can't do it because of the regulation that the FAA requires. But what you can do is sometimes monitor your crop as far as weeds detection. Also, sometimes you can see some of the variability from above. You know, why is my crop not as full here compared to another part of the field? And that gets into your soil conditions. You maybe need some water. The crop may be under stress in certain areas.
Now, is this a legal practice?
It is legal, but you have to go through the hoops to get there. The FAA requires that if a farmer is going to do this to improve his yield, then that's considered a commercial operation because he's improving his profit. So the FAA requires you to have a Section 333. Now that goes into a long, drawn-out process to get that. For the university and any other public agency like the federal government or police or search and rescue, you have to have a certificate of authorization or what we call a COA. And that, again, gets into a long, drawn-out process.
So what are the regulations?
Well, the regulations are set up by the FAA. The Federal Aviation Administration has done a great job in protecting our skies because we do have the most complicated airspace in the world, and safety is their primary concern, and that's the only thing they're concerned about. They have set up certain regulations. Just to kind of give a summary of those, you are not allowed to fly above 400 feet. You cannot fly at night. You have to have the Section 333 or the COA that I mentioned earlier. You have to have a visual observer. You have to have a Class 2 medical. So the list goes on and on and on. But the main parts are stay below 400 feet, stay 5 miles away from airports, make sure you have your COA or Section 333.
Is that a flying license? Do you have to have a flying license?
Well, the current regulations require that the pilot in command has a pilot's license. Again, it gets complicated, but there are the new rules, what we call Part 107. Part 107 goes into effect in August of this year, August 29th, and that really eases a lot of the restrictions. Basically, what they've separated is the manned part away from the unmanned part, and so now you no longer have to have a pilot's license. You still have to fly below 400 feet. You have to be above 16 years old, and there are a few other things in there that really allow the commercialization of the technology. But again, that takes effect at the end of August 2016.
All right. Now, what is the vision for these?
I would like to see unmanned aerial systems be used as a great tool in agriculture. I used to be a cotton scout many years ago. I wish I would have had this type of technology back then because you can really see the entire field instead of just walking my pattern out in the field. With the view from above, you really get an unparalleled view in managing large parcels of land.
And for more information, we can go to faa.gov. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Today we've been speaking with Lewis Wasson, MSU Extension Senior Associate. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.